With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The last time Donald Trump stood in that very spot, he was shot and wounded. Yesterday, he made a triumphant return to Butler, Pennsylvania, and a huge audience. And Trump says that Vice President Harris became the Democratic nominee as the result of a coup which removed Joe Biden from the ticket.
We had a debate, and the debate ended, and all of a sudden they come to him and they say, we want you out, you're not going to win the election. And he said, I don't want to get out. He got 14 million votes. If you believe in democracy or a system, he got 14 million votes, and she got none. She was the first one out, 22 candidates, and she never made it to Iowa. She quit before Iowa, and now she's running.
Elon Musk heralded Donald Trump yesterday as the only candidate to preserve democracy in America. The SpaceX and Tesla CEO stood alongside the former president. Sporting a MAGA cap, Musk jumped in the air as he made his way to the podium. The appearance marked the first time that the billionaire businessman appeared publicly at a campaign event since endorsing Trump in July. Also at SRNnews.com, Hurricane Helene has severely damaged drinking water supplies in the southeast. Western North Carolina was especially hard hit. Flooding tore through the city of Asheville's water system, destroying so much infrastructure that officials said repairs could take weeks. Correspondent Brittany Peterson has more.
The residents carrying jugs of water to refill and an armful of diapers that they picked up at a distribution center. You know, food's fairly hard to come by. There's still lines at grocery stores. Lots of places are still cash only. But there is this vibe of generosity. Tons of places are just giving out free meals.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has inched up to 227. Palestinian officials say an Israeli airstrike on a mosque in the Gaza Strip has killed at least 19. Israel, meanwhile, intensified its bombardment of northern Gaza and southern Beirut early this morning. More online at srnnews.com. John Kerry says the First Amendment is a problem. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Christian churches in California and prominent figures such as activist Charlie Kirk are urging congregations to get involved in ballot gathering or ballot harvesting. That's the practice of collecting ballots and dropping them off at county offices, which is legal in 35 states now, including California. Proponents believe this will be an important tool for conservative Christians to have a voice in national and local elections. This is SRN News. And now, of all things, a totally different problem that's popped up for thousands of people who've lost everything in the Helene flooding in the southeastern U.S. Special correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Deadly flooding from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina has also disrupted the underground nest of yellowjackets, bees, and other insects, causing them to swarm and sting people struggling to recover from the storm. It's caused such a surge in requests for medication to protect people allergic to stings that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is buying Benadryl and epinephrine injections to help fill requests through hospitals, emergency medical personnel, and doctors. And the humanitarian aid group Direct Relief says it has sent more than 2,000 EpiPen injections to community health centers, clinics, and pharmacies across western North Carolina. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more on this and other stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.